Putz Gear Gentlecast, the number one podcast in dudes losing their boner. I'm Nick, writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
And I'm Travis, another writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
James, other writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
I'm Aaron, the artist of The Obscure Gentleman.
I'm Abe, friend and occasional writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
And today Yama is in the master bedroom in the fucking floor, in the fucking floor safe, in the master bedroom. So he will not be joining us today. All right, well, that started off awkward since that made Travis angry that he's not here. We've been here for a while, and yet it still made him angry, so...
Today we're going to be talking about video games, and because E3's been going on, and people have been losing... It's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. E3's going on, we're going to be talking about some of the things going on in E3, so, Jimmy, you want to start off?
Yeah, well, this year's probably one of the first years E3... I wasn't paying attention, it just happened, and I started seeing news about it, people talking shit on Twitter, saying, oh, this is great, this is bad. I guess it's because I have a kid now, so I just don't have time for it, but we could start off with Xbox stuff that I heard about, so Kinect bullshit. What do you guys think about any of the Kinect shit that's come out?
What that? I saw that Marvel one, what was it called? The Avengers... Something Battle, what is it called?
Battle for L.A.?
Yeah, Avengers Battle for L.A.
Rumble in the Bronx.
No, Avengers Battle for Earth. I saw the trailer for it, it looked cool, but then I saw someone doing gameplay on at E3, and it looked kind of shitty. It's like you're jumping side to side, and they said you could get about 20-hit combos by you throwing your own punches, but the guy was only getting 10.
I'm just going to say, I have a Kinect, and it doesn't do dick. It sits there. I don't even want to say Kinect Netflix because it's a pain in my ass.
Because it doesn't read your hand movements enough?
Yeah, I can't stand it. And when is that game where you molest that little boy coming out?
Cheeky Milo! Yeah.
What? Oh, wait, did that ever come out?
Oh, Milo!
I don't know why everyone's got to yell.
Wait, there's a game where you molest a little boy?
Wait, that...
Well, you don't really molest
it,
him.
It was like a creepy little automated child who you could play little games with, and you... You could just talk to him and he'd be your friend.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. You're not really molesting him, but you're being friends with a little boy, so if, I
so
don't
you
know.
Can lead to it.
So if you'd like to, maybe that's an option. I don't know. It's that Peter Mel you guy.
And no, there was
I'm
no.
I'm probably saying it wrong and people are going to get pissed.
And but. No, there was no little girls, so, sorry.
That's like a gateway drug for pedophiles.
Yeah, it's that was the Fable thing. And then I also saw something on the new, with the new
yeah,
Fable
the
game.
Fable game, I saw the trailer for it. I think for me, I don't like the idea of having to play a first-person Fable game.
Wait, like, but in the game, can you fist pump twice and then throw up the peace sign and go, woohoo, to show you're cool?
Possibly. I think I'm done with the Fable franchise.
So no, you don't know. No.
I like part two.
You played it? You played games?
I played part two.
That was one of the games he played before he ruined my Xbox, gave it the red ring of death.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he tried to say it wasn't his fault. He was playing Halo for 13 hours a day.
But it Crackdown is what made it do that.
That was fun.
Yeah, and I mean, the only other thing I saw from Xbox was Halo 4, obviously. I really don't even care about the trailer or anything because I'm going to play it. I'm going to love it anyway. So anyone else see anything about it? Enjoy anything about it? Hate anything?
I thought the trailer looked cool. The gameplay looked pretty awesome. The new weapons.
I have no idea what it's about. I saw an actor on one of the trailers that I recognized. Well, and that was pretty much it.
I'm guessing it starts with them calling him if they needed him.
Is there like war or something? Yeah. Is there a war happening? Yeah. And aliens.
Cortana's looking all evil or something now. The blue hologram
AIs
lady.
Are you reading AIs are supposed to
upgrade
after 7 years,
yeah.
And it's her 8th year.
Yeah, so now she's getting all, like, evil and stuff or something.
She's yelling, you will not leave this pass and you shall not... Or,
she's the blue lady.
You will
like,
not leave
she's
this planet
transparent.
Or something. Can you both talk about. At the same time a little bit more?
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, so anything else you guys see from Xbox?
I thought... Resident Evil 6 looked pretty cool, but that's on both systems.
Yeah, that's...
Oh!
That's on both systems. Well, we could talk about it now. I mean, that's another franchise I really could give a shit about. I'm sick of it. I know Travis is opposite of me, but I'm just... After part 2, really part 3, I think I was just done. I hate it. It makes me hate zombies.
What about Code Veronica?
Sick. All right, I like Code Veronica. Okay. That was all right. But, okay, besides Code Veronica...
Do you want to play part 4?
Yeah, part four was just...
Italian zombies?
Yeah, the Italian zombies with all the grays and stuff and Leon Kennedy with his hair, I just...
He's got nice hair.
He does got nice hair, but I just... I can't stand
it. Wait, what system was that on? This game's gonna have regular zombies and those crazy zombies. Wait,
was Resident Evil 4 on...
GameCube?
It was originally on the GameCube, and then it came out for PS3.
Oh. Wait, it wasn't...
It was originally a GameCube exclusive.
What did I play it on? I think I played it on GameCube.
Yeah, it was on PS3.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan. So what do you guys think of the Resident Evil? I know, Travis, you're a big fan of Chris Redfield's boner.
What? Say what now?
What? You like Chris Redfield? Talk about Resident Evil.
Oh, what do you mean? Well, no, I mean, because the game's got both Leon Kennedy and Chris Redfield finally together at last, so I know there's been a lot of fan fiction leading up to that. As well.
Oh, has there been?
I have no idea. I was just assuming.
Well, yeah, if you go on Tumblr. Kennedy
and Chris Redfield fan fiction.
If you go on Tumblr, I'm sure you'll see Chris Redfield sitting on top of Liam Kenny or vice versa.
And their penis split open in four parts and then have a tongue coming out that has teeth on it.
I think you should be in charge of some fanfic then.
No, I should be in charge of developing their character designs.
Exactly. Anything else from Xbox you guys saw?
Oh, the South Park game?
Oh, that looks awesome.
No, it does. Yeah, it's sort of like an MMO almost, but not. It's
what?
It's like a side scroller.
Do you even know what an MMO is?
Yes, I do. Massive Online Multiplayer game.
Oh, okay. No, Massive Multiplayer Online.
It's one of
the... MMO, it's not a... MOA.
That's Phil's Moon.
Right. No, but it looks kind of cool. You get to be your own character in the South Park world, and you're the next child who's trying to join the gang, and
I just saw Giant Craig in the trailer. And that
it looks pretty cool. I mean, you get to go throughout the whole South Park universe. I think that's awesome.
It did actually look like a decent game, which was odd because it was South Park.
I remember the last South Park game was that
the trivia one.
Yeah, that
no,
one.
It was oh, like a, that one we played.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, it had like trivia. Yeah, and then like you can shoot chickens into a barn or something. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, something like that. As you can tell, it sounds really awesome. it was a great game that did.
But
really
didn't
well.
That there was another Xbox game for South Park about Scott Tenorman's Revenge or something?
Oh yeah, yeah.
There was.
Yeah, it was an arcade.
Wasn't that popular?
It was an arcade.
I guess I don't
arcade.
Know. What did you say Matt Stone said?
Oh, Matt Stone was making fun of the motion controls, and he was also making fun of using a touchscreen. He was saying it'd be something like going onto your TV and using a touchscreen or something like that, but he basically made fun of...
I don't understand that joke at all. I mean, Matt
you
Stone
have to
actually, clarify
yeah,
that.
You have to actually listen
I think
to
you
it.
Need to listen to it.
He said it without the funny part.
He did. Good job, Eric. He said it without the funny part.
Oh, right, well, there's that Star Wars game. Where you're a bounty hunter, it looks like Drake's Fortune, but
1313.
You see that?
I actually didn't. This sounds. Tell me.
Sounds like a Russian. Are
you okay? Seriously?
You okay?
Seriously?
You sound, tell me. This sounds like an infomercial.
I need to know.
No, it's basically Drake's Fortune, but you're a bounty hunter going to 1313 on what city is it?
Oh, say the wrong
no,
one.
No, it's one of the popular
pissed.
Cities.
Is it Bespin?
Coruscant?
No, there we go.
Coruscant?
There's like different levels.
Yeah.
And you're on that level the whole time.
Kashyyyk.
And it didn't... I don't know specifics on who you're going after or what you're doing, but it looked pretty amazing.
Which bounty
amazing.
Hunter is it? What bounty hunter are you?
It's
no,
made
it's
up.
Mace
yeah,
Windu.
It's a made up
you're
one.
The son of Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, because I thought
oh,
it was
man,
the one
that
from...
That would be fucking awesome.
Mace Windu, the bounty hunter.
Remember that N64
it's
game?
A prequel.
From a long time ago?
Yes, the Shadows of the...
Yeah,
Pikmin?
Which
I thought
is
it was,
about the
I
based off
as
of
game
that takes place.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was supposed to be that bounty hunter, but...
What are you talking about?
From the old game from the N64.
That game fucking sucks.
I thought it was fun.
What do you know?
Of course I
do. All right, so...
I won't play it.
Now
that's all I gotta say.
Which one?
The
well, you don't have an Xbox.
You will?
It's not Xbox only.
Isn't it both?
Oh, it's not?
Because aren't most of them are kind of both?
I just won't play it because there's no characters that I know.
Well, yeah.
Well, you get to punt Ewoks like you did in that Force Unleashed.
I don't play that. That's ridiculous.
That's sad.
I'm not for killing Han Solo or Chewbacca.
But that's
or
like alternate
Ewoks.
Reality.
You don't mess with Ewoks.
But you like alternate realities and comic books.
I do. I don't want to take part in it. I don't want to be the one who kills Han Solo.
Basically, Han Solo shouldn't die.
But Han Solo is... I know I'm getting mad. People get mad at me. But Han Solo, he's just a dude.
Don't say
with
that.
With a laser gun, and a Jedi would fuck him up.
Okay.
No,
that was you know what you embarrassed me.
Yeah, that
okay.
was.
That's
no,
ridiculous.
Wait. When does Han Solo die?
He doesn't
in the Force Unleashed
the
DLC.
The one I haven't played yet.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
You go and you fight Han Solo and
spoiler.
Chewbacca and you fuck him up. Spoiler alert!
And then Princess Leia.
Yeah, and you kill... And she's a Jedi.
That's stupid.
And you kill her. You know what? Why is that stupid?
Because you shouldn't kill them.
That's an excellent argument. All right. So moving on to Nintendo.
I'll have nothing to say.
Mario Party 7?
I'm sure Nintendo... I did see the new Mario Brothers game that...
Part 2?
Yeah, where all the people play together. I'm sure they're going to cash in on some other character, Donkey Kong, Metroid, whatever they have. I fucking hate the Wii. I owned the Wii twice. I sold it twice. It's shit.
You did?
Yes.
Why'd you get it twice?
Because the first time I was like, hey, it's the Wii. It just came out. I got it. And I was like, this is
horrible. It's fun for golfing and the baseball thing.
I hate,
tennis?
Yeah, tennis. I hate
taking out everything and then having to put it. It's just a tour.
They're introducing an actual controller now that's shaped like a
real one.
Yeah. Speaking of taking everything out, I currently do not have a bone. All
right, thank you.
But back to the controller, it actually looks like Sega's old controller.
Wait, you're talking about the Wii U?
No, yeah, and it looks like Sega's like...
No, it doesn't.
It kind of looks like
their controller is Wii. An iPad.
No, they're having a new controller.
They've already had that.
They have like Super Nintendo controller.
But they're introducing a new one, like... A new black controller. Not the pad one.
I've seen an actual controller where you hold it.
Both brothers right now are arguing with their thumbs. They're showing they're showing each other their thumbs like really intensely.
They announced a new one.
But I've already seen a controller that you use like a normal PlayStation Xbox.
This is a third party one. It's like an actual one from them.
They have them.
I'm just saying it looks like the same.
This is coming from a guy who doesn't play video games at all except for Avengers Alliance, correct?
Yeah, that's a good game.
The other thing they got is Epic Mickey.
It's no longer a Wii exclusive. Really? Yeah, it's coming out for Xbox.
It's the sequel.
The sequel that game out with Paintbrush? Yeah. You got Paintbrush?
Which is just, I mean, did you guys play the first one?
No, none of us had Wii.
None of us have a Wii.
All right, well, it was horrible. It was bad. I mean... The camera was wonky.
The concept is cool though.
That's what cool. That Mickey Mouse is painting?
No, of Oswald and all that. I think that's pretty cool.
It was executed poorly. It was supposed to be in a.
That's what I was thinking.
Oswald Cobblepot.
It was supposed to be in a horrible universe, and it didn't live up to
The concept art was amazing.
The concept art was amazing, yeah. And then they took a shit on the concept art, and now that's exactly what we got.
How do you really feel?
I don't know.
They took a shit on it.
No, but the concept art did look crazy. It made everything look really dark and awesome. Then when you actually see the game itself,
I wish we would record this so we could see Aaron's hand movements.
I move my hands a lot. Apparently,
he's like the singer Meatloaf with a handkerchief in his hand. That's it.
And DMX.
DMX doesn't move his hands.
Yeah, he's like raps. Doing karate chops. What,
rappers move their hands.
That's but their DMX thing. Was in Belly. Was that the movie?
No.
Where it's like the scene shows his ass and he's like boning exit that girl. Wounds. That was an exit wound. It was Belly, right?
Which video game was that?
That was Hulk Hogan.
That was a movie. No, that was his feet.
Is it Belly with Tupac?
I remember seeing that ad in Wizard Magazine.
No, I'm almost positive Tupac's
exit
ass.
Exit wounds was with
DMX and Steven
Tupac
Seagal.
Tupac was dead.
Yeah, but... Belly is Steven Seagal. No, it's not Steven Seagal. It's DMX fucking, and it shows his ass, and there's lots of black light in it. So I'm the only one seeing it.
So is his ass glowing?
No. Well, he's black. He's a glowing. It's not bright white.
Oh my god, Aaron's losing it.
Oh my god.
Well, alright, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with some PlayStation talk.
Okay. I said DMX was black, and for some reason he laughed hysterically. I don't know why.
Probably because he's racist.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So, that's horrible.
Oh, he did used to like Hitler when he was little.
Oh, that's bull.
That explains his haircut. Oh.
All right, so getting back to E3.
So what do we have to say about PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Oh, that Sony does what Nintendo don't.
Yeah, Aaron wanted to say that really bad. So Travis went ahead and threw that softball.
But it's Sega. Does with Nintendo.
That was the joke.
No, I know.
How do you know what that joke is? You weren't born yet.
Because I know things.
It's anyway. Layla Genesis Miller over here. Does what Nintendo?
No, it was Sega. Does Nintendo?
No, because I remember the commercial.
YouTube.
I'm sorry. I will bet all you fuckers.
I YouTubed that. And
it's Genesis does. Genesis does. Genesis does what Nintendo don't. That's what the commercial was.
Genesis from Real World.
Fucks.
I was thinking
there was probably Real World. Cool. There was probably different versions of it, but the commercial I saw said Sega doesn't.
All right, well, you guys are wrong, but that's fine.
I don't care. I just want to talk about PlayStation. I don't know why I said it like PlayStation. PlayStation.
All right, so let's talk about PlayStation.
PlayStation.
like
it's a crustacean.
Well, one of the main things I... Why did you just say?
I don't know.
It's a crustacean.
That's how I pronounce it. I just actually pronounced it PlayStation.
All right, well, let's go over this now. PlayStation Battle Royale on the Vita. I guess. Is that what it's called?
Wait, Vita. It's not on the regular Vita. PS3?
Well, I thought it was originally, and then when I saw this thing yesterday, it's on the Vita, but it can
Vita.
Be, yeah, Vita.
Viva
Vita.
La Vita, right?
It's Vita.
Is it Vita?
It's Vita.
I don't know. Well, then, you said meme was pronounced meme-y, so.
No.
Meme.
He said
no,
meme.
No, I was joking. I didn't know. I like never
mem.
Made
I said mem.
I never made any claim. I just said meme because that's what it looks like.
All right, well, I mean, this game is pretty much Smash Brothers, but with better characters. I know Nintendo people are going to get very angry at that because Nintendo people are really crazy. I mean, not in a bad way. I mean,
but
I like Mario.
Do you?
It's Mario. He's like Superman. You can't hate them.
The only Mario I like is from the movie.
Well, that's true. That is the best Mario.
Mario?
Mario and Luigi Mario.
All right. So, the Battle Royale, what are your guys' feelings on it? Because now I guess they announced that you could play as a Big Daddy.
Oh, and like Adam Sandler.
Like Robert De Niro in... wait, no.
All right.
It's Harvey Keitel.
Everyone's got a joke.
Harvey Keitel.
Everyone had a Russian joke out. And
I didn't.
Yeah, so... Well, you can play as a Big Daddy... What was it? Fat Princess, Sweet Tooth.
Fat Princess?
Kratos, right?
Kratos.
Fat Princess is.
It's from that arcade game, Fat Princess, where you eat cake or something, you try to move a fat princess.
What?
I have no idea.
There's a princess, and you have the other team's princess, and you try to feed her as much cake as possible.
This sounds fake.
No.
I feel like they might as well have just called it Chimney
Chaser. I may be going... I may be going off of something I once saw... But here's what I'm pretty sure it is.
No,
there's a lady.
Wait, this is an arcade game?
Well, not in the arcades, but like on Xbox Arcade, which doesn't make sense because it's on the Sony thing. So maybe it's for Sony Arcade.
Okay, you know what though? I think there's some clout to this because I know you can pick that picture.
Did you just say clout?
Yeah.
Oh, bravo! All right.
Because you can pick the picture of a fat princess for your Sony profile. So I mean, it's got to be something.
Wait, is it called Fat Princess?
Yeah, it's called Fat Princess.
No, that's the name. Are you serious?
And, yes, and you have to make sure that Monique...
Wow, see, this is a joke,
no,
right?
No, it's real.
Monique the comic. Princess.
Monique is not in...
She talks about blowjobs and stuff.
Yes, Monique the blowjob comic.
This is baby lot at the end of her sentences.
Yes.
I don't know
you're supposed to feed them cake, so then the other team, if they come to pick her up, then they struggle to take her because she's so fat.
This is offensive.
Well,
this is the fat girls who eat cake.
I didn't make up the game, but that's how it is. Don't all girls eat cake? Don't all guys eat cake?
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying.
What?
But wait.
Well, so I'm Travis. My name is Travis, and I approve of all this.
Hey, wait. That's not.
Right. So yes, the large woman eats cake.
So all these characters, I mean...
Well, I don't think that character is better than Mario.
Kratos?
Well, no, but Kratos and, like, the Big Daddy, like...
Is Drake in it?
Yeah, yes. Drake's in it.
Oh, wow.
They're all...
What about Crash Bandicoot?
No, he's not. Well, I mean,
he's not exclusive anymore.
So far, all I saw were these characters. And, I mean,
is this Spyro?
It looks great, but it looks exactly like fucking Smash Brothers. I don't know.
But with
like
better characters. Fucking,
no. Yes, like with
fucking. But with better
fucking
characters.
Smash
Brothers. Can you both talk at the same time? Please, Aaron.
He doesn't like when we talk at the same time. He gets upset.
Yes, it does. So, I mean, I kind of was interested in it, but once I saw it was for the Vita or Vita, however you want to pronounce it.
I suck at Smash Brothers, and I'm sure I wouldn't be very good at this, so I probably won't play it. And it's on PlayStation. I turned my back on PlayStation a long time ago.
The other video I saw was for the PlayStation Move type things where someone was, you know, the manufactured family where they're pretending to have fun and someone like had a fake steering wheel and they're smiling really big and going, oh, it's fun, but it's shit.
White people do that.
That's how my family plays video
Travis,
games.
Travis, was that offensive to white people?
No, we are white and that's how we play video games.
All right, good. I just want to clarify that.
I'm a yes.
But so What? I mean, any other thoughts on Move? I mean, Kinect, Wii. I mean, all this shit. Are any of you on board with it?
I liked playing Mass Effect and getting to yell at my crew.
Oh yeah, how was that? Kinect. I still haven't played Mass Effect.
It was still entertaining as far as that goes. Like just, but except sometimes you get panicked and you just start yelling random stuff at the game.
For Mass Effect?
Yeah, because like when you're in big firefights, like you just start getting panicked and. Next thing you know, you're wasting all your heels because of it.
All your what? Your heels? Your like your high heels.
Your medikits.
Throwing high heels to people?
That's weird. What about the sexual situations? How's that work? Did you say, like, touch a titty, Shepard?
No, because it's still like a cinema, like in the other two games. Like, it just starts up a cinema. There's nothing that... It's not like you say, let's fuck.
I want to fuck you, alien girl.
Well, I mean, I think you should know her name by then. If you're saying alien girl, it's a little bit.
I'm sure there's brothels in outer space.
There is one. In part one, there's a brothel.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice one.
What is that?
It's not like the sketchier ones on the outer rim.
So you mean they test for AIDS?
No.
Not like the other ones space that just have
it. No, it's a nice looking brothel. That's what I meant.
It's not like the sketchy one on the outer room.
But then, were they having sex? Isn't it like Judge Dredd style? No, not... I'm sorry. Demolition Man?
Where he's unfrozen, and then he's just like this big buff man?
they put on those, like, skull cap things.
They put on helmets, and then they kind of have sex.
And then Sylvester Stallone freaks out.
And it was, like, just showing lips and, like, fast movements.
I know what you're talking about, but the picture in my head's really crazy. And, man, it just...
It's very similar to the Three Seashells.
What?
There's two.
No, it's three. It's three.
To wipe your asshole?
Yeah, two to pull them out, one to scrape the residue off.
I'm glad you looked that up.
Hey, now I understand the three seashells.
He don't know that. He talked to the writer.
That's what the director said.
All right, something else I saw for PlayStation was...
Moving right along.
Was Beyond. Did you guys see this? It was basically Heavy Rain, but with Juno. No? Nothing?
Is it One Step?
What?
Beyond?
I don't know what you're talking about. Is this a joke?
A terrible joke. The next question.
Madness.
No. Wait, so they're making another...
Makers of Heavy Rain. And basically, to what I saw, Juno, or the actress who played Juno.
Alaska.
Does it look like her?
Kinda, yeah. But she's more like Ripley from Alien Resurrection because she got a shaved head. And then, like, some cop's asking a question and then she throws a coffee cup with her mind.
Before we get angry emails, Ripley had hair in Alien Resurrection.
Oh, shit.
Alien Resurrection is the one where...
Alien 3, she did not have hair.
Who's going to email us? Gary Cohen? That's... No one's
name check.
Yeah. But, exactly. No, but it shows her walking through a little town, throwing buses, there's fire and people, and she's yelling, and she's like, don't fuck with me, I'm Juno, or some shit, so...
So she uses words like home skillet and like all cool. Like, I'm so cute.
I hate her so much.
So I look forward to
She doesn't even care that she can throw shit around.
Didn't
That's how cool she is.
She got Night Owl, though, trapped, and he was trying to rape her.
I did watch it.
And she fucked his shit up.
It was like Home Alone, but with rape.
Home Alone with child molestation and rape.
Yes. Oh, hard candy. Huh. I gotcha.
Wow.
I'm back.
No, I was talking about Watchmen.
I was like, that didn't happen in Super.
Well, I was thinking Super because there's a rape scene in Super.
Well, that wasn't a rape scene. She just said she's like all moist.
Gushy
is the exact
spoiler alert.
Well, okay. Well, she says gushy.
I'm all gushy.
You don't know what that means.
I don't know. I'm sure it means her vagina, right?
Nah, could be. I guess that's
her
a surprise
butthole?
For you. Steve.
It's so dirty that I don't even.
It could be
dirty.
Some double dare thing.
Double dare.
Yeah, like when they were going in like gushy stuff. Double dare, like getting.
No, I've never heard the word gushy used.
They went in that gushy ear.
I would say messy.
You'll hear
gushy. Yeah, they went
in
that gushy ear or that gushy nose.
Like that slide?
That slide to the gushy stuff?
I don't think I think I could handle that double dare course. Like no one's business.
Really? I'd be slipping and I'd break an ankle.
I would. I'd tear that shit up.
Well, aside from Ellen Page, I'm
that's her name.
On board with this Beyond game.
What? You have a problem?
No, I said I'm pretty much on board aside from Ellen Page.
You're on board with it. You heard nothing about it.
You just told me stuff about it.
Is it because of the coffee cup thing?
You can throw shit around. It seems like it's cool.
If it's a video game,
it's a video
game. And you're on a console, Travis will play it.
If you love Body Count's second album, Violent Demise, you would be like, oh my god, they just referenced Body Count, Violent Demise. Because I love that reference, but... Oh, all right, well, one that I know everyone's down
for... That's
almost
self-titled.
Is it?
That's KKK Bitch. Bitch is on their cell phone.
So you were okay to say KKK, but then bitch you were scared of.
We're not calling anyone a bitch. It's about a KKK, well, no.
KKK
woman.
KKK bitch.
Well, it could be a bitch because she's the KKK already.
KKK.
So.
But she has sex with Ice-T.
So it's really, if you're a fan of their first album.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Because
it was not
from Mars.
Yes, as Ice-T says, if you're from Mars.
And you got a pussy. We will fuck you. Yes. It's a Body Count Love song.
I like how soft you got when you said the word pussy.
You
got
to sound romantic.
Like his wiener?
You got,
yes. You got all soft?
Yes. Yes.
It's because I'm already self-conscious about half the shit I say because I'm worried about how dirty I come off now.
And this is Travis who's saying this, just so you know, since we all sound all, what's the word?
Similar.
The same?
alike? Alike?
Yes. Yes. All right, and lastly, the last thing I saw for a PlayStation was God of War. It was really just, they didn't show much, but what I did see, it's God of War. I don't care what it's about. I'm going to play it. I'm going to love it. Everyone here, pretty much.
True story.
Loves it. But Abe, what do you think?
I loved it. It was, they had the 7-minute trailer, or gameplay trailer.
Okay, see, I didn't see the gameplay trailer.
So it's the same thing, you're just killing everything, goat monsters.
Is Ellen Page in it?
Yes.
Oh,
you fight a giant elephant monster.
What, an elephant?
An elephant. And
I knew a guy who took down an elephant with a bow and arrow.
Why are you calling it that?
Isn't that what they call it?
No, they're called Oliphants.
You're talking about
Lord of the
Rings. Like Timothy Oliphant?
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
In Lord of the Rings, they're called Oliphants. That's what they're called.
All right. Hey, no, whatever.
An Oliphant.
Right. Abe, I'm sorry.
No, they do add an... he has some new ability where he is... I don't know if it's telekinesis, but he's repairing a bridge to cross it. So that's...
But I thought it was a prequel.
So he's like Lego Star Wars.
Yes.
He's got Lego Star Wars powers.
He's got Lego Star Wars powers.
What gods is he fighting this time? Or is he...
I don't know. There's like a Kraken. That's
Jesus,
all that's in
Jesus
the gameplay trailer.
Oh, so it's still going to be Greek gods.
Well, it's a prequel.
Well, I was hoping...
No,
nope, it's
a
going after Russian gods.
Well, that sounds odd.
So Greek Orthodox? That's...
Wait... How is it a prequel when he's all white?
He's gonna fuck up Will Smith.
He's still white.
No,
he still has the blades.
It's a prequel between like 2 and 3. That's what it is. So it's technically a prequel.
I thought it was before. Still before part one.
Okay, look, I may have just heard something right before we recorded this.
But part one shows you exactly what happens after he gets all that.
Well, you're gonna
stuff.
Be killing people, and you can apparently have Lego powers.
It still looks amazing.
I was hoping he was gonna fight Norse gods or something. That'd been kind of cool.
I had a problem when he killed Hercules.
But he should be able to.
Yeah, I don't know. I have problems when he kills certain people.
Why?
Like Persis?
It just makes me sad, yeah. Like when he's killing people. Icarus, I had no problem with it because it reminded me of that stupid Nintendo guy.
And plus he was crazy in that game. He was just like, That's my impression of a crazy guy.
That's pretty good, Trevor. I appreciate it.
Wait. So, since Abe... probably plays more PS3 than the rest of us. Did they show anything that you know for that other game, The Last of Us?
Abe's waving
Travis
off.
No, yeah, I did see that.
Oh, never mind.
No, they did mention something. I've been just watching the trailers on G4, the G4 app, because I no longer have the channel, thanks to DirecTV.
I like your stance against DirecTV right now, just to air your grievances.
I love DirecTV, but I don't understand why they just can't bring the channel back. But
also lose AMC.
And how do you watch reruns of Cops without it?
that's
so
point.
True.
Isn't that Spike?
No.
No, they do that too.
Why are you trying to ruin everything, Trevor?
They do that too.
It's like always. All right.
No, Last of Us does look great.
What is that?
From Naughty Dog. It's post-apocalyptic.
It's only PS3?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm never going to play it then.
It looks like some sort of outbreak, not really zombies. They look...
Drafts.
They look like... Their heads actually look like plants.
Not that.
And they're monsters. But you're also dealing with the monsters and dealing with...
asshole
crazy,
people.
Yeah, asshole people trying to kill you, take your supplies.
And a little girl.
You're with a little girl. You're protecting a little girl.
So it's Resident Evil 2.
And it looks like Drake a little, the guy. But...
The rapper?
He's got a beard.
Hopefully it's Nolan North.
The rapper?
No.
No.
The rapper.
What's his name? Last name ever? First name greatest?
Yes.
All right.
The Sprite commercial.
Okay.
Let's check it.
But it does.
Oh, that's the guy who's like a robot rapper.
Yes. He was, and he gets Sprite goes inside him.
He was on a Canadian teen show called
Degrassi. The Next Generation.
And he was a cripple because he got
shot by a
bully. Yeah, he did.
Cripple's the right
Not
thing to say.
In the real life, but
a gimp
show.
Is gimp the right thing to say?
I think it was handicapped.
If this were medieval times and you said cripple, it'd be okay.
All right, even better. All right, so a handicapped gentleman.
He was shot by a bullet.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
innocent bystander.
Last of Us.
And he got shot.
It wasn't his fault either.
Still play basketball.
Hold on, Travis has something to say.
No, I don't. I didn't get to hear him finish talking about
the whole. No, that's all they've been showing so far. It's just
you're the game probably looks pretty amazing.
It's pretty much like Uncharted.
So if you like the Uncharted games, yes. Chances are.
What was the game you just played? Was it Borderlands or no? It was
Rage.
Rage. Very disappointing. Did you finish it? And you said you were disappointed.
I didn't think I finished it, but apparently the game ended. yeah, it ends abruptly.
That was the longest demo I've ever played. I liked it.
You probably played the whole game.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably thought it was just the demo. That sucks.
Well, no. Yeah,
anything else from the PlayStation side that any of you guys saw?
I really didn't see much because most of my E3 coverage was going on the Xbox.
You just beat up to Olivia Munn. That's what you did.
What about Olivia Munn?
She's not with G4 anymore.
I don't think she's there anymore.
Probably
not.
She got fired for saying David Jaffe had a small penis and that it was uncircumcised.
She didn't say David Jaffe. She said that one dude who likes to jerk off with Mac girls or something.
No, she was interviewing.
It was a different story.
She was interviewing David Jaffe for a Twisted Metal game and he was kind of getting annoyed by her. This was last year. He's getting annoyed by her.
Did you learn about this on 4chan?
No, I saw the clip. I actually saw the clip. It was posted on Reddit.
She's in a race to get these words out. Let them go.
No, she was being annoying. So he told her, "Is Morgan Webber on here? She actually will care about what I'm saying." And so she made fun of his penis. And then
is it because Morgan Webb's strong jaw and shoulders? Is that why she cares?
And I think Morgan Webb knows more about video games.
That's true.
Does she?
She actually does. Munn?
Does she?
When it was Tech TV, when it was Tech TV, she actually hosted like.
Are you trying to cast a magic spell on me, Aaron?
I move my hands a lot. I can't help it. Right. But yeah, she said David Jaffe had a small penis, and David Jaffe still thinks everything is brutal.
Well, does he have a small penis?
You were talking about that. What's his name? Who made
Brett Ratner?
Brett Ratner.
He jerked off of macros.
No, he had a lot of shrimp.
He jerked off of shrimp.
And
he
then
jerked
he
off
had,
shrimp.
He
That's weird.
The juices of the shrimp were on his hands as he was touching
That's
his
probably,
penis.
That is probably one of the grossest things.
So he wasn't using the shrimp sauce, shrimp juice to masturbate.
Scrimp.
Scrimps.
Scrimps.
So he put his hands in shrimp.
No, he was eating them.
And said, "I'm lubed up, let's do it."
No, he was eating them, and then he ended up playing with himself, but he just didn't wash his hands.
That's
so
gross.
He wasn't doing it to... Well, I don't think I was in there, so...
Are you sure? So, since you were there, did his cock smell like scrimps?
Oh.
You went too far, Travis.
It's always true.
When it comes down to it, Olivia Munn is gross.
Oh, wow, jeez.
I wouldn't say that.
I would say she's possibly overrated, but I mean...
I hate her.
In what?
I don't know.
In some movie, probably. She's in a movie with... Dane Cook somewhere.
Ha! Yeah. Most likely.
She's in the next Broken Lizard movie.
Oh, that's gonna be good. That's gonna be good.
Well, what about other things like Sonic Racing?
No, like you race really fast.
All I know about Sonic is that Jaleel White did his voice for two different animated series that were happening at the same time. They were different stories.
You wanted one for kids, and then one was supposed to be for adults.
But it was...
Sonic.
I do know...
Really cool.
Nope.
Sonic's got an attitude or
he's
something.
The fastest dude alive.
Yeah, that's
he's
correct.
The fastest dude.
I don't know which show that was for.
I don't either.
I do know that the furry community loves him. That's what I do know, so...
Well, because you're on 4chan all day.
I know. I know these
you
things.
You know, you hate bronies, you hate all these guys, but I think you look at
bronies
them all day.
Aren't on the boards I'm on anymore because they have their own, so I don't deal with them anymore.
That's a little odd the passion that you have for the bronies.
I don't know. I don't got to deal with them anymore.
Well, that's not fun.
So, we're done with it. It's good.
They're the most fun to deal with.
My problem with Sonic Racing is, why is Sonic in a car?
Is he?
That makes no sense.
He's probably faster than a car, so he should
I know. So what's happening?
Well, why Spider-Man always got vehicles and toys?
Because that's fun.
Well, he had one that was built or something. And
yeah, it could crawl walls.
Wolverine drove it.
Yeah, his car can crawl walls.
Spider-Man shouldn't have a car.
You know, that's Silver Edge. You do it.
His wall can crawl walls? What?
His car could crawl walls. It was able to ride up walls.
I'm aware of what happened.
And him and Johnny Storm used to...
I've been reading comics before you were born.
That's true.
Bitch.
All right, Tomb Raider. You guys were talking about it earlier when we were eating our breakfast, and Travis is eating his arm? What's that? You okay?
I was trying to avert my cough, but I failed, and it probably ruined all the levels, which is why Abe's yelling at me quietly.
No.
So what about Tomb Raider now?
So Tomb Raider, I don't care. I just want to know how people used to beat off to Tomb Raider.
You couldn't.
For the PlayStation when she's all just blocks.
Yeah, it's weird.
And they have like 12 polygons.
And whatever. People are like, oh man, I removed her clothing. Look at this. And it's like,
oh, wait, oh, it was in the pool at her mansion. Like you could get like a shot of like her ass or something, but it's just, it's still like.
No, on the actual PC game though, there was a hack where you can make. Oh, you can play as, I know this because
you jumped off.
No.
Why, Trevor? Why do you know?
So a certain brother of one of us found that out.
Is this brother about 3 apples tall? And loved Leisure Suit Larry.
You know what? I can neither confirm nor deny that, but yes.
Nice, nice. Okay, so one of our brothers, not me, Nick, or Aaron, or Abe's brother.
All right.
Okay, so it's either Yama's brother or your brother. Yama does not have a brother, but so he had the hack. Or he knew someone who had the hack.
I think he did it once. I'm pretty sure I saw it on his computer.
Okay, so your brother, Travis, came up with a hack for Tomb Raider that millions of children used to masturbate with shrimp.
You sound like Master Shake.
I don't think...
Well, that was on purpose.
Talking about Samwise, yes.
Yes, all right. Interesting, all right.
No real name, though.
Nope.
Sean Wise.
Sean Wise. Seriously. The brain. But he's one of our brothers. We'll never tell you who's. What did you say? Because you actually saw more of the Resident Evil trailer, Abe. What was that all about?
No, Tomb Raider.
Is that what it said? Okay, yeah, Tomb Raider.
No, I saw the gameplay again on that, just like the God of War, and it looks awesome.
Like, what is she doing? She just shooting people?
Yeah, she got bow and arrow. So, right there, I'm in.
Arrows.
Yeah, right there, cool. I'm in. No,
so, you were saying, like, if you were wielding one, how awesome that wouldn't feel?
You know what would feel better? Guns.
No, but you would feel cooler.
Your chest would hurt, though. Like, it's mean on your pecs.
Okay, so Aaron's concerned about his cardio and his weightlifting.
Yeah.
When it comes to the bow and arrow.
Well, yeah, because you're like...
I'm just saying how it'd hurt. Feel cooler and that you're using your, like... Straight up skills.
Cooler than the guns? Like,
so if you're going to want...
You know, I stand by. I saw what Hawkeye did in that Avengers.
Hot guy?
Thor. You're talking about Thor?
You know what? It looked awesome. That's all I'm saying. He didn't even look at his target, and he... It was awesome.
It was great.
No, I think you'll like the game. Watch the gameplay. And
I rented one from Gamefly, I think one of the last ones, and it was just...
Her titties are smaller, though.
Wow.
It's stupid.
That was Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm just saying that should be
a problem.
It looks
better than the other ones.
Does it?
Obviously.
I'll probably give it a chance and then get angry about it if I ever have time to play a game ever again. So, Injustice. Have you guys seen that?
No, fuck that game.
That's the Justice League game, right?
That's the game where everyone's dark. And Batman can kick Solomon Grundy through a 10-story building.
Is it like a fighting game or is
it? That's exactly what it is.
It's basically the Justice League are sort of going the Justice Lords route.
Hey, can you talk faster?
Okay, it's sort of like the Justice Lords.
He calls me mean.
No. I want to know first about the gameplay.
Hey, you weirdo.
Is it a fighting game?
You remember? Yeah. Yes. You remember Mortal Kombat versus DC that they released?
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's basically like that, and it's still sort of the side scroll type fighting, but it's in 3D.
Okay, the creator, the Mortal Kombat creator, they made it. they're making that game, and he said they're gonna explain how like Superman could fight Harley Quinn and it'd be even. But still, I think it's bullshit because I hate Mortal Kombat. And if I see one more interview with that asshole, because that's all they show, who does it?
What?
That's how you slow Superman.
What's that guy's name? The Booth?
No, that would kill something. Him.
If you put in a kryptonite butt plug,
that piece of business belongs to James.
No, he would be dead.
If it's 2% kryptonite and the rest percent rubber or latex.
Wait, so it's not a full piece of kryptonite
that would,
shaped
definitely.
Like a butt?
No, you don't want to kill him. You just want to...
That would weaken
him. So it's a polyblade. The end, it's the thick end that goes up his ass is kryptonite, but then the rest is just a rubber.
Yes. Just the
or
tip.
Whatever.
Just the tip will be kryptonite.
No, but it would still...
It would just weaken him.
Aaron knows.
Because he's used butt plugs.
No, because like super kryptonite towards Superman...
Like a floppy kryptonite dildo.
It doesn't actually like straight up kill him. It'll just weaken his so you can kill him.
So kryptonite can't kill Superman.
It weakens him and makes him really weak. That's why when you get shot with a kryptonite bullet, though, it's two parts because it's weakening him, and then it's also a bullet that can, like, hurt him. But, like, you hold kryptonite in front of them, it'll just,
so,
like,
if he's holding kryptonite... So, if he's got a butt plug up his ass, and then I start... I could beat him to death?
You could probably, yes. Or
but is that enough if it's just the tip of kryptonite?
The thing is, he's still, like... If you're fast enough to put it up there.
But what if he wants it? What if I get... I found
then,
him...
Then I don't know what Superman
what if I found him at a sex shop?
That's
and we're in a,
you know what?
We're in one of those porn booths.
Not my Superman.
And then he goes in there. He's like, hey, buddy, can you do this for
no,
me?
No, but this Dark Injustice Superman might want an anal beat.
You know what?
If this conversation keeps going, Kevin Smith's going to sue us. I thought he had the corner on dirty talk about superheroes.
Why'd you bring Kevin Smith, Travis?
I had to. Someone had
next question.
Next question.
But yeah, but the game itself, I think it. I don't know. He just.
Aaron something. Just got confused. Keep going, Aaron. Keep going.
Aaron just had a brain.
Okay. The game itself. Right in the bathroom. The game itself looks kind of cool, but the whole thing with, like Nick was saying, about these
butt plugs.
About these certain characters and stuff like that, and. It does look kind of stupid, but at the same time...
Why does it look stupid?
Because some of it...
And why does the Flash have so much armor? Why would he need
battle
armor?
Because everyone needs armor now. Because armor's cool.
No, are you being sarcastic?
No! Yeah, I am. No, but...
No, are you?
No, yeah, I am. I hate when superheroes
but are you?
Have tons of armor. Superman shouldn't have armor because it's stupid.
No, but what if it's his planet's armor?
But he's
then
a
why
Dark Knight.
Superman?
I'm talking about Batman.
Is Green Arrow in it?
No, Green Arrow's not.
Then I'm not gonna play it.
No, but
he might. You don't know.
He has to be.
They might add characters later.
DLC.
I
will
say DC's gotten a lot better since the new 52.
You son of a bitch.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just trying to make him angry.
That's another podcast. Talk about 52.
Like, you want to start a new podcast just about DC comics?
That's a whole other story.
Wow. So, anything else from E3 that you guys saw? I mean, I wasn't really that involved with E3. I had to do my research yesterday on it, but I mean, I just anything I saw was like, okay, I guess that's
well. I think it's because cool. Everything's sequels now; nothing's new.
Yeah, I mean,
Halo 4, Assassin's Creed 3.
Everyone's out of ideas. It's just boring. It's sad. Sad days, everyone.
What was that game we used to play when we were little? That Mappy Land.
We never really played it.
I don't even know. There's some
per
about
se?
Cattails and
what?
You're a mouse dressed up like a cop. That game.
Oh, well, Mappyland. I mean, we owned it, but we owned like 200 games.
Pikmin is also coming out with a sequel.
Oh, shit.
See, I know this might sound weird, but I'm on board with that. But since I don't have a Nintendo system anymore.
Just buy it.
I'll buy it, play it, and I will resell it again. I'm just.
Where's the Blasto sequel? Remember Blastos?
You know when I hear Blast... You remember that game?
No.
Phil Hartman was a voice?
Yes.
Oh, well, he's dead. That's why we're not getting
He looks like Mr. Incredible.
Yes.
And... Every time I play video games, I think of different songs and different albums because I wouldn't listen to any of the actual gameplay or the music or voices because Jim was playing some kind of album. So when I think of Final Fantasy VII, I think of Insane Clown Posse.
I always think of like the Jekyll Brothers because he was always playing that album.
I have no idea how the music was for Final Fantasy VII because of my brother. And also, wait, what was Body Count? Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah.
So while I'm playing Crash Bandicoot, I'm hearing...
And Sawane.
Hearing the song Cop Killer and KKK Bitch and Strippers, which that song, They Want Their Dick Sucked.
That's a lot. Yeah, so... All right, well, that's enough for right now, so we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break and possibly get to
Aaron's
story about...
He just said it.
About,
what's going on? What's going on? Why are you editing it out?
Okay, everybody, we're going to pretty much wrap this up. A few of us have a few things to say, so, Travis?
Well, you can check us out on our Facebook page for The Obscure Gentleman. Like us there. You can also check out the actual regular website, theobscuregentleman.com. Follow us on Twitter. You can find me at Obscure Trevor. Jimmy?
All right. Well, go to at Obscure Gent if you want to look at ads, constant ads for The Obscure Gentleman. You can also go to the Facebook page, like Trevor said, and click like, please. Buy a t-shirt at our official website, ScrewGentleman.com. Also, I just want to thank Greg Randolph for coming up with our name. We were supposed to be called the Obscure Gentleman. A couple of my gentlemen are making faces since Greg had a different name before, but that's for us to know about. I don't know. But
thank
yeah,
you,
no,
Greg. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
Greg was my world leader, Toys R Us.
Also my world leader.
Yeah, no, it was a great name that he came up with. I really liked the Podskier Gentlecast. It was something different, and we didn't have to call it the Obscure Gentleman Podcast or anything stupid like that. So thanks, Greg, and also thanks to Joseph Van Fossen, who wrote some awesome music for us that we've been using and will continue to use. He's one of the most prolific black metal artists to come out of the Black Forest of Diamond Bar, so we thank you. And for all your help and assistance and support throughout the year. So, Aaron?
Okay, I'd like to just plug, I guess, my DeviantArt page. So you can see my...
Oh, you just had like a demon for a second.
Exactly what I was... He said, I would like them to pay me a budget.
Straight up Linda Blair shit.
Oh, God damn. Okay, I'd like to plug my DeviantArt page. You can find it at DeviantArt.com/...
Slash what, Aaron?
He's keeping us in suspense.
Cal-Elves, A-L-V-Z. I'm going to be creating a...
Elves?
Just say it from... A-L-V-Z.
You think someone would put from scratch at www/theguitarplayer/... Okay. Wouldn't that be confusing?
DeviantArt.com/Cal-A-L-V-Z Elves. I'm going to be creating an actual Tumblr for my art soon, so... Oh. I'll... Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just joking. This Tumblr...
Yeah, I'm creating a Tumblr page for my actual art soon. So you can be on the lookout for that. Abe?
Oh, also real quick before Abe talks, we forgot to do the Avatar story with Yama and Aaron, but mostly because Yama's not here, so...
Next time
you'll go ahead and hear that. Abe, I'm sorry about that.
Well, no, I got nothing else to say. Now, just follow Abe at Obscure Abe, and...
What do you do there over there, your Twitter there, Abe?
Not a lot. I've been upset recently about Hell's Kitchen. Those are my last tweets.
They're a bunch of donkeys. And
they don't know how to make scallops.
Or
it's
no
ten
way.
Seasons.
No, something
ten
else.
10 seasons. And scallops,
lobster risotto.
No, scallops, spaghetti.
The Wellington.
And beef Wellington.
Yeah. No. If you're listening to this and you want to go on that show, practice your fucking scallops.
Yeah, scallops.
I think they just choose shitty people on bourbon.
It's
yeah.
water.
Yeah, and that's it.
It's stone cold.
And don't forget to watch the College World Series. UCLA is in it still, so go Bruins.
That's our little bit of sports there for you.
Yeah. Oh, and I would like to plug Superman's butt plug that will not kill him, but will hurt him a little bit.
Oh.
But you could hurt him, and that's what he likes, I guess, if he's got a butt plug in there anyway.
He's a submissive.
Exactly.
Evidently.
And you can follow me at Obscure Nick on Twitter. And as always, keep the change, you filthy animals.